Paid for by IMIC Incorporated.
The Cure with Amy Cabo is brought to you by IMIC Research. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. This is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. You're listening to us on 880 AM The Biz, also available on www.880thebiz.com. And you can also download it with an app, 880 AM The Biz. We're live every Friday at 2 p.m. You can also listen to us by asking Alexa to play 880 The Biz, and she will. This show, we have had some powerful topics and incredible guests over the course of the last month, and most of our topics cover trauma, horrific events, and what it can cause, the effects in a family, and ways that we can overcome these things and we can help one another. So basically, if you're someone that's suffering, we're going to try to find a way to help you. Today we have Boris Nicolo with us.
Hi.
How are you?
Us.
Me. And we have a little special guest, our daughter Michelle, who later on is going to sing for us. You sing. So basically, no matter how far you've come, they say dysfunctional families can produce further dysfunction. Even if you try to install good values and belief system, there's a genetic component that comes into play. I had, not too long ago, an interview with someone that that knew about a study that talks about that very same thing, about a genetic correlation, that if the parent had been abused, then the child is likely to also be abused or has a higher risk.
Well, actually, they're talking about traumas. Like, it was an article published in the New York Times. Can we really inherit trauma? And that's based on a very old research that started a long time ago for people that participated in the Civil War. But it was published in October from researchers in California, in which they're actually trying to suggest that there is epigenetic marks of trauma that can be passed from one generation to the next. But this evidence, it's apparently not very clear yet, because they haven't studied a lot of people. Now, for what they have so far, they have concluded that there is epigenetic explanation, meaning that trauma can leave a chemical mark on a person's genes, which then is passed down to subsequent generations. And the mark doesn't directly damage the gene. There is no mutation. Instead, it alters the mechanism by which the gene is converted into functioning proteins or works, expresses. The alteration isn't genetic, it's epigenetic, it's called. And
what is epigenetic?
Well, it's not damaging the gene, but it's altering how it works, how expresses okay. The gene. So they haven't said that the trauma changes one's genes, but there is slight change in how it works. So they said that, for example, they studied people who have went through the Dutch hunger winter, which was a very bad period of famine towards the end of World War II, in which women who carried kids suffered through periods of extreme depression, hunger. And then apparently they carried a particular chemical mark or epigenetic signature on one of their genes. And later they found that their kids are having higher than average body mass. So they're not so healthy as other kids that haven't gone through that. So basically there is maybe some correlation, but so far it's not very clear what it is.
And you said it was controversial. There's people that have different beliefs. For example, I believe that it's also very important. The learned behavior plays an important role. And the environment definitely can be an influencing factor.
Oh, the environment is always an influence. Yes, of course.
Yes, because I believe everybody has the opportunity to break the cycle, to break the chains, to be exactly the opposite. And if they have a predisposition because of their genes, that kind of defeats that purpose. But basically, no matter how far you've come, and the challenges will still appear from time to time. I believe I'm very grateful these days. I believe that I've come a long way. And I believe that God has blessed me so much, I don't even know how I deserved it. But just to let everyone know how real life is, I also have challenges. For example, because I was abused, and I'll tell you why the environment does play a factor. Because I was abused, I made poor decisions. I didn't have a good self-esteem. I chose somebody who was abusive to me, and I had a child with him. And I did not know that this child would become the pawn of custody battles, which in return would turn into a form of emotional abuse. Even though I had her going to therapy every week since she was able to talk until about 14. And then we come with the challenge that she's an adult with a brain injury.
Yeah.
And we did our best. We took care of her and we did our best. But there was times that she was very angry. And we understood. But I think to myself, maybe I should have allowed her to scream. Maybe I don't know if I did the right thing, trying to be a parent, trying to correct the behavior, saying, please walk away and come when you calm down, let's talk about this again. Because I remember there were times when I was in my phase that I had moments of rage. And Bobby, you would look at me with eyes of compassion, understanding, and I swear there was times you were studying me.
Well, I didn't. Whether you were, even though you were telling me to go away, I was kind of stuck, maybe a little bit trying to calm you down. Yes, trying to be there for you.
Well, in a way, I didn't. I wasn't used to someone taking care of me. And I did not believe that I deserved to be taken care of. And for a long time, I've learned to take care of myself. But you were wise.
Wow.
You knew that I didn't really mean it when I said, leave me alone. You understood that it was displaced anger. And you set a good example that helped me understand that for Danielle. But I also knew there would be consequences to writing my memoir.
Yeah, of course.
I knew that the people that are mentioned in my memoir would not be happy. But I trusted God. And I outweighed the benefit compared to the costs. And helping people was more important for me. But now the past could repeat itself.
Well, it's always better to think about the others as you do. And I believe that, yes, your book is helping a lot of people talk about things like that, talking about the abuse, talk about the domestic violence, talk about the bad things that you went through, because a lot of people just hold it deep inside and don't talk about it, and that actually doesn't heal them.
Well, just to give you an idea of the things that we're going through right now, is that Danielle lived with us for 2.5 years, almost 3 years. And when I wrote the book, things changed. She got close to her father, and now she sounds like her father. her father talks to my mother, and now she sounds like my mother. But, you know...
Well, she's always back.
It's only a matter of time. Yeah. But I choose. I'm the one that chooses to be miserable about this, or even to be miserable about my symptoms, or do my best despite them. I realize that the only person that can help me best is myself. I also understand that I have to have patience because everything does pass. I have to trust God, and I have to strengthen my faith, even if it means praying more. And I can say that nothing scares me because I focus on my blessings.
Nice.
How far I've come. When I listen to a song that mentions that, it brings tears to my eyes. I have no more nightmares, no more stomach pains. I knew it was a matter of time. There was times that I was very frustrated because the nightmares were maybe 2-3 times in the night. I would not sleep well. I would wake up tired and not feeling well, and I would not do my regular routine of working out. And that frustrated me a little bit, but I told myself, everything's a matter of time. And now slowly but surely, I'm getting there again. Yeah. Instead, I focus on anything that's good in my life, even the smallest thing. The fact that I got up from my bed this morning, for someone like me, and I'm sure many others, that's a blessing in itself.
It's important to have goals that are not very high, that are reachable for each one.
I've learned to ignore the negative thoughts and look for the bright side of things. I usually find them in anything that I do or anything that's happening. You can test me. I can definitely find the bright side of it. Or I busy myself with a productive activity, whatever keeps me busy, whatever I can do that's productive, that just entertains me. And I listen to music. And I've learned to be grateful because I've come to realize there's a bigger picture. And I'm but a minuscule, tiny little part of it.
Yeah.
Just another messenger. Though I have to admit, though, I am sometimes sad for Danielle. I'm not superhuman.
And I
know that I'll be there for her, receiving her with open arms, because so many times I let God down. And he always received me with open arms. And he never gave up on me. And I know that when she comes home, or when she comes to visit, how do we respond? Always with unconditional love. Unless it's harmful company, then all you can do is pray. But life is short. There's only one chance. And that's just it. Only one moment that we go through our experiences, and we try to do what's right, even though we're not always successful. But understand that life is full of challenges. But then again, in those challenges, that's your opportunity to shine, your opportunity to set an example, or maybe even make a difference. Or if anything at all, it gives us reason to pray more, with more feeling, praise God even more, with every bit of our heart.
Yeah.
It's when God holds us the closest and comforts us the most. But we have to do our part. Sometimes I have to force myself to do things, even especially when I don't want to do anything at all, which could be every day. But then you force yourself. You fight it. And how do I do it? By starting my day with prayer.
Nice.
I pray every morning. I have to tell you, but I'm not such a good Catholic, and I'll explain that soon. For those that are just tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. You can listen to us on 880 AM The Biz. We're going to be opening up the lines later if anybody would like to call 305-541-2350. This is South Florida's business station, and this is Grip by Steve and Bastille.
As the nighttime bleeds into the day, tomorrow spills across the sky, and the sun's a harsh reminder why we are feeling barely human. We don't know what's good for us, 'cause if we did, we might not do it. Who knows where our limits lie, we won't discover till we push it. I should just walk away, but it grips me, it grips me. But I should call it a day and make my way, oh, it grips me. 'Cause the devil's got my arms, 'cause the devil's got my arms, and it pulls me back into the night. But I should just walk away, away, oh, it grips me. 'Cause the devil's got my arms. Drunk on this unholy wine to deliver us from our own minds, the promise of a better time, till we're feeling barely human. We don't know what's good for us, 'cause if we did, we might not do it. Who knows where our limits lie, we won't discover till we push it. 'Cause the devil's got my own, should just walk away, away, oh, it grips me, 'cause the devil's got my eyes. Wash my memory clean. Oh, I would rather forget and wash my memory clean. I would rather forget, would rather forget. Wash my memory clean. My memory clean. I would rather forget, would rather forget. Wash my memory clean. 'Cause the devil's got my eyes.
We continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Welcome back to the show. For those that are just tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo, at 880 The Biz. If this is your first time tuning in, we typically focus on various topics, particularly mental health, trauma, and treatment options. We were basically talking about how we can overcome when there is a correlation, because sometimes when you're abused and you have usually end up in difficult circumstances, you can end up poor, you can end up making bad decisions, and then that can be carried on to your further generations. And it's really up to us to make a difference and to change that. And the way that I'm able to overcome those challenges are by praying, by installing God in my life. That's how I'm able to get by. But I have to tell you, I'm not even a good Catholic. That's the truth. I'm not a good Catholic. I'm not fond of the Pope that we have. I don't go to church regularly. I'm very fond of the previous Pope, Pope John Paul II. In fact, our son was being born while he was being buried, and I named him last minute after him. But I do sometimes go to church to receive the Eucharist, which is Christ's body in the form of a bread, which is supposed to be a source of strength. But I believe it isn't only Fridays you receive such a thing. I believe that every time you pray to your Father and say, give us this day our daily bread, you receive it then also. And I do like following the example that Jesus set for us. And I do enjoy praying rosaries for the conversion of sinners. And also for everyone I know or see that they receive special blessings. And I try to do what's right by putting our kids in Catholic school to enforce good value.
That's a great idea, though. It was one of our best choices that we had.
Well, it also needs to be reinforced at home.
Right.
But it isn't enough. We should also go to church. Sometimes I just go to Facebook and I listen to sermons. It doesn't have to be Catholic. It can be any preacher. I don't care. They're all talking about the same thing. But rosaries is something I have prayed all my life. When I'm praying a rosary, I feel as if it's that special time that I'm spending with God. And it's quite peaceful. If I need extra comfort, I wait to see what pops up. And believe it or not, when the rosary finishes, it is in those moments that I need most, that the perfect post pops up. It has to do with what I'm thinking, and it gives me answers, not so much literally that I get the idea. And or a song comes on that lifts my spirit, and I'm no longer feeling down. Because I feel like how sweet God is. He knew I needed to hear that song this minute. This song didn't have to play this minute at this site just for me.
It's amazing messages.
And also what I like about the rosary is that it has soothing songs and some sayings. And one of the things that it says, and by the way, if you do the rosary repeatedly and you keep hearing these sayings, you're going to believe them, and they're really nice, great sayings. And one of the things that it says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. I always wondered how I turned out so blessed. All my life I've tried to do the right thing, and so that saying now rings true.
Nice.
So this is basically the way that I deal with everything in my life, because I know that God is constantly helping us through the kids, through our kids. They come to us, they cheer us up, they show us innocence, they make us feel young. When we're tired, they make us run around. Friends, sometimes they know exactly what to say. Sometimes they don't, and you get angry instead of being sad. Sometimes that's better. Pets, they're so great to hug. And they love you unconditionally. And they always make you feel loved because they're always so happy to see you. And music is very important. But I have to tell you, it wasn't until very long ago that I realized these things. That I opened up my eyes, that I realized that God blesses us daily. I guess I never paid attention, or I wasn't ready. But how about that time that you're running super late, but that same route, which you had made it in time, had an accident where you would have been? How about the prayer unanswered that gave a better result? I do, and I posted this rosary today on my Facebook page. In God is the Cure, that website, you will see my thoughts and a lot of spiritual posts to try to help people. But in my personal page...
Talking about Facebook.
Yes, in Facebook. In my personal page, Amy Cabo Nikolov, that's A-I-M-E-E, Cabo, C-A-B-O, and my married name, Nikolov, N-I-K-O-L-O-V, that if you go to that page, that's where we post pictures of the kids and the dogs and funny moments and TikTok videos my daughter convinces me to do. But we try to live each day. At least I try to tell them, please, let's try to do this. There's so much suffering in the world, and there's so much tragedy, and we're constantly hearing of people getting killed or of people dying. So I try to tell everyone I know, wouldn't it be great if we all lived each day and treated each other, lived each day as if it was our last day on earth, and we treated each other as if it was their last day on earth. Because you know what? You don't know when death comes. It comes like a thief in the night. And it can hit very close to home. Very close to home. Not too long ago, my daughter, our daughter, lost a classmate, a friend. So this could be very real. Let's treat each other like if it was our last day and try to leave an impression.
Yeah, if we can be good to each other and always try to be there for each other. This is the hard part, though. Not everybody can do that. But it's an important part of be good.
Well, I saw something very beautiful that's called From the Desk of God. And I'm going to read it from the desk of God. Effective immediately, please make these changes in your life. They are necessary so that I may bring you peace and joy and happiness. I know I already gave you the Ten Commandments. Keep them, but also follow these guidelines. Quit worrying. I am here to take all your burdens and carry them for you. Put it on the list. If you need something taken care of, put it on the list. No, not your list. Put it on my to-do list. I'll take care of your problem. Trust me. Once you've given your burdens to me, don't try to take them back. Have faith that I will take care of all your needs. Leave it alone. If you wake up one morning feeling strong, don't try to take back your burdens. You're feeling stronger because you gave me your burdens. They're mine now, not yours. Talk to me. I love you. I want to hear your voice. Don't forget about me after you give me your burdens. Have faith. I see a lot of things from up here that you can't. Have faith in me. I know in what I'm doing. Share. You were taught to share when you were two. That rule still applies. Share with those who are less fortunate than you. Be patient. I made it so that you can have many diverse experiences in one lifetime. Be patient for what you want. Trust my timing. It's perfect. Be kind. I love others just as much as I love you, so be kind to them. Love yourself. I created you for one reason, to be loved and to love in return. By loving yourself, you will learn to love others too. With all my heart, I love you, God. Now, that is the kind of things that show up and show me that God is very real. And he is there for me. That is what makes it all worthwhile. The fact that I know that someone loves me and someone is there for me. Now and always. But for those that are just tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. Today's show is focusing on traumatic experiences and how it can be passed down to through generations. And please don't forget that we have opened up the lines in the show if anybody would like to share their stories of how these things can be passed down through generations and maybe share how they were able to get through it. But you're listening to The Cure on 880 The Biz. This is, now I have my daughter who is going to sing I Say by Laren Deagle.
Every single lie that tells me I would never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think I am weak. You say I'm held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I'm yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I'm weak. You say I'm held when I am falling short. When I don't belong, oh, you say I'm yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me.
And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Thank you for coming. Welcome to the show. And for those that are just tuning in, this is The Cure. I'm your host, Amy Cabo. And this is a show dealing with trauma and recovery and different ways that we can be there for one another, whether it's ideas that we share with one another or testimonials or even professionals that we sometimes enjoy on the show. And that was my daughter who just sang You Say, and that's basically the way that we are blessed. And that's what I believe, that God does bless you. Suffering isn't forever, and I'm one that can say that because I have been through many different things. I have been through many difficult things, but I never gave up faith. I always believed. I always prayed. I always stayed close to God. And guess what? I didn't have a choice. I had no one else. But it is like the story of Job. It took a long time, but I was greatly blessed. And our daughter is an example of that. Thank you, Michelle. You are wonderful.
Thank you.
So basically, I thought a lot of people have said that the Bible helps them. But for me, I find it hard to understand the Bible. And even though I use prayer and I read and I look for other ways to entertain myself or feel better or ignore negative thoughts, there's people that really, really swear by the Bible. They say that the Bible is their guiding thing. And one of the things that I had that I found in the Bible that I had in the phone, but my husband walked out with my phone. So I can't read it. Give me a second. I'm going to read it to you. There's one thing that I found on Facebook, and I actually said it was amazing. I never saw it this way, but somebody had highlighted in a Bible, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And then there's a sticky note that says, "Peace is not the absence of trouble. It's the presence of Christ in the midst of that trouble." And that really put things into perspective for me. That's when I realized it is in these difficult times that we have the opportunity to shine by doing the right thing, by loving unconditionally, by doing what Jesus would do, right?
Right.
That's the way to live.
That's the right
but
way to live.
I have good news. I did find the Bible in 3 minutes. I did, and it's the whole Bible, because I do go to church to listen to Bible stories. I guess I'm a little lazy about reading the Bible, but I do hear them now. But for those that haven't read the Bible, I have the Bible in 3 minutes. Here it is. This is the Bible in 3 minutes. Well, we're still waiting for the Bible in 3 minutes.
Well, it's too short, so it needs to be,
extra.
Okay, so.
God creates the heavens and the earth in 6 days. He makes Adam and Eve, who spend their days with God, until they give in to temptation by eating from a forbidden tree. Sin enters the world, and things get so bad that God floods the earth and starts over with Noah and his family. Years later, God calls Abraham to follow him with the promise to make Abraham the father of a great nation. Abraham obeys, and God gives him a son, Isaac. Isaac's son Jacob has 12 sons. Joseph, Jacob's favorite, becomes second in command of Egypt. God uses him to save his entire family and Egypt from starvation. Hundreds of years later, the Israelites are slaves in Egypt. Moses is called to lead the Israelites out of slavery. Joshua takes over after Moses and leads the people into the promised land. After Joshua, God raises up judges, temporary military leaders like Deborah, Gideon, and Samson, who protect and fight for God's people. The people tire of this leadership and they call for a king. God gives Israel King Saul, King David, and then King Solomon. But it's all downhill from here. The people rebel, the kingdom of Israel is divided, and everyone turns their back on God. Prophets like Elijah, Isaiah, Micah, and Jeremiah warn that if people don't repent of their sins, there will be consequences. But the people ignore their warnings. The divided kingdoms are conquered, and God's people face captivity in foreign lands. People like Daniel show great courage and stand up for God when no one else does. Some of the exiled people return to the promised land, but for 400 years, God is silent. No prophets, no miracles, and no angel visitations. But then, the silence is broken when Jesus is born. He lives a perfect life, teaches truth, and performs miracles, proving He is God. He shows us the full extent of God's love by taking our place and dying on the cross for our sin. He is placed in a grave, but 3 days later, Jesus rises again, conquering sin and death. His followers travel the world, sharing the good news of His love and starting churches. We now are part of this story, and we have the chance to change the world and share His love, because one day He will crack open the sky and He will return. It's the greatest story ever told.
One kind act is very contagious. Michelle, you want to say something?
Yes, so God gives us every blessing. And, you know, like, He gives us, like, everything we need, family, friends. So if any of my family or friends are listening, hi, guys.
Okay, good. Thank you, Michelle.
And God is just, like, a miracle. He's our Heavenly Father. You should thank Him every single day. Because you know what? We wouldn't be here without God. We wouldn't have our friends and family and our pets and everything that we have, buildings, all of that.
Nice.
Like, we wouldn't have any feet, you know, like
everything that's good comes from God. Every gesture, when you're kind to someone, maybe it's God touching your heart, maybe it's God that gave you the idea to help somebody who needs that, or gives you the idea to say kind words. And believe it or not, we may be just one person, but if all of us start thinking in that way, let's be kind regardless. Let's be kind no matter what. And it doesn't matter what somebody has done to you or how mean somebody is. We don't let that change us. We continue being who we are. We continue being a good person and a kind person, or at least trying to be a good person. I don't know who is, you know, but but we try. And we can always try and try again. Persistence pays, but we could try. And that's all that really God wants. He just wants us to try to do the right thing and to seek Him. Yes?
And also think about God's miracles, like when He heals people, like when He healed the blind.
You're right. I saw a video on Facebook that there was a video where there was a girl that couldn't see, and they prayed over her. And because of the faith, she started to see. And then there was a tsunami. And these people were Muslim, I think. And they ran into a little small chapel and they started to pray. There was a woman that used to be Christian before she turned Muslim. And she started praying to God, to Jesus. She started praying to Him. And the tsunami had finished, that
exactly.
Little chapel never got destroyed. And when she went outside, everyone around her, she saw death everywhere. And it was because people needed to see that testimony. people needed to see that believing in God does make a difference. It can make the difference from you being miserable to you being at peace. And that's what it was for me. I did fumble and fail. I wasn't always strong. I made my mistakes. I know what it's like to hide from God because you think you're not good enough to pray. How dare you? He's not even going to listen. I know what it's like to feel bad. But once you really understand that God died for our sins, that we may be forgiven, that we may be loved unconditionally. Imagine if you're a good mother or a real mother, not like my mother, and you love your children, don't you love them unconditionally?
That's the better way.
It is.
And imagine the things that you would do for your children, which is basically about anything. What do you think God would do for us?
Almost anything.
Anything in the world.
I think if I was God, I'd be eager to help. I'm saying, when is this person going to ask for it, right?
Yes, and we should also think about the saints, like the saints who you know have done many, many things. Like in my school, we learn about the saints. I want to thank my teachers if they're tuning in. I want to thank the principal, the vice principal. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Well, like I said, we're very blessed.
Yes, we are. Yes, indeed.
And there's always humor in our family. It's never boring. I tell you, one way or the other.
That's true.
But the great thing is that as a family, we've stayed close. We've always survived. And believe it or not, we've always tried to do the right thing. And we've also been responsible. We've taught our children about appropriate behavior, appropriate affection, and appropriate physical contact so that they may be aware. We've also educated them about kidnapping, that somebody may say, your mother's sick and you need to come with me. They have to now expect a code word. A code word that I'm sure nobody else knows.
You're not going to say it now?
No. The code word is...
No,
thank you. We don't need to.
Okay.
So that's another way, by the way, that we can stop the cycle. And I think because God picked us, it's not by chance that we were born. He has a plan for us already laid out. He has an idea of how we need to go about it. Just some of us take longer than others. I know I took a long time. Long, long time.
But no, that leads me to believe exactly that we are more than genes or epigenes. So we can change for the better. We don't need to go follow the genes or the epigenes. Whatever study.
Well, there's the mind and the soul and the spirit.
Of course.
Besides the genes.
Right.
And that's the aspects I like to deal with. But I love your information. Thank you. And I have to tell you that, yes, challenges will happen. Things will happen. And because, and it could get down to your children and bad things can continue to happen. But for me, what helped me was turning to God. That was my cure. And that's why this show is called The Cure. Of course, love was the answer to all my problems. Unconditional love is like nothing else. It's what we want most in life, what we cannot live without.
And that's what you have for your children.
So, we're coming to an end again, guys. It's hard to believe another show. It's been great talking to you. A big thank you to Michelle. And a big thank you to Boris.
Thank you for having me.
This is The Cure. I'm your host, Amy Cabell. You're listening to 880 AM The Biz. You can download the app by going to www.8880thebiz and join us next Friday at 2 p.m. live. Thanks for listening. This is Better by Khalid.
shine in the night like the diamond you are. Feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. But nah, we don't gotta hide. This is what you like, darling, babe. Nothing feels better than this. We say we're just friends, but I swear when nobody's around.
The Cure with Amy Cabo was brought to you by IMIC Research, 786-310-7477 or www.godisthecure.com. Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. for The Cure with Amy Cabo right here on 880 The Biz.